the Johnny Houston Radio Show on CRCFM.
Now then, let's go out in the garden with Kieran Burke.
Yes, Johnny, everyone is getting ready for Christmas. And of course, it is the season of indulgence, when we get to enjoy all those yummy things like chocolate and cake and maybe a little vino too. It is par for the course over the festive season that we eat a little too much, and there's no harm in that. But after the festivities have passed, we are often left with a hangover. Often it's a case of the tummy hangover. Hanging over the trouser belt, more like.
No.
If the weather is mild enough over the holidays, we can counteract this with taking some exercise. And of course, after the indulgence of Christmas, we can return to healthy eating, and gardening can help us greatly with both these aims. There's nothing like growing your own food, going out and harvesting your own vegetables and fruit. You can be sure a few spuds or a head of cabbage taste much better if you have grown them yourself and harvest them right before you cook them. Gardening is also a great form of exercise, and we're all supposed to get 30 minutes exercise on at least 5 days of the week. You don't have to head down to the gym. Instead, head out to the garden, do a bit of work in the fresh air. According to the Flora Heart Health Guide, 32 minutes of gardening work, such as pulling some weeds, is equivalent to 28 minutes of walking at a brisk pace. Of course, you could also do 50 minutes vacuuming in the house, but personally I'd much prefer to be out in the garden than doing housework. So what can you grow in the garden during the winter, you might ask? Ireland's climate is usually mild enough for weeds to grow all year round, and luckily there are also crops that can be grown throughout the year and harvested over the winter months. Salads are a great healthy food option, and lettuce of red and green varieties can be grown in a tunnel or greenhouse right through the year. Two varieties that I have grown are Roger, which is a red variety, and a crispy leafed green variety called Erica. These can be sown in August and September in a seed tray in a tunnel and then transplanted into bigger pots. I use a 30cm wide pot and I plant young seedlings at about 5cm apart. That's about 2 inches. And all this is, though this is too close for the large heads to develop, I pinch out some of the plants as the leaves start to get bigger. Using the young fresh leaves in side salads is a great way of adding a little freshness to the dinner plate. In each pot, I leave one or two heads of the lettuce to get full size for harvesting in winter or early spring. If you don't have a tunnel or glass house, a glass porchway or even a balcony in an apartment is a good way of growing a couple of pots of salad. In the garden, you can grow the plants in the soil and cover them with a plastic cloche. Covering the plants in this way protects them from the harshest frost and they will keep growing throughout the short days of winter. Other vegetables such as kale, leeks, cabbage and Brussels sprouts are all great hardy winter crops. Of course, sprouts are always featured on the Christmas Day dinner plate, and cabbage is always popular, even though almost all kids are expected to object to it. But people do get a bit sick of the same old vegetables after a while. Varying the way we cook these vegetables can help remove this monotony. One way of making the cabbage a bit more interesting is to sauté the chopped leaves in a little oil in a saucepan with some chopped onion and add in a teaspoonful of caraway seeds. When the cabbage leaves have become nice and tender but still retain some texture, add a couple of spoonfuls of honey and stir it in. It's delicious. You could also substitute dried chilli for the caraway seeds every now and again to give a little bit of extra hot spice. In winter, you get the lovely green wrinkled Savoy cabbage. And winter cabbage like this is sown in April. The traditional way is still the best, and this involves sowing the seed in a seed bed, a separate area from the main vegetables, and then growing the plants there and transplanting them to their proper position in late June. Doing this allows you to grow quicker maturing earlier crops such as lettuce in the main beds, because the cabbage is a bit slow growing at first and can take up a lot of space if sown directly into the beds at its final spacings. One good variety for the winter is a variety called January King. But these days, my favourite winter vegetable is parsnip. Now, I used to hate parsnip, and as a child my parents were always trying to get me to eat these terrible boiled mush, and I really detested these white roots. Even though I was cajoled and threatened, I always refused. Even as an adult, I wouldn't eat them. Until one time I was in a restaurant, and I can't remember where it was, but I was served this steak which was fancily presented with these crispy brown twirls on top. I didn't know what they were, and I tasted them, and they were lovely and crunchy, with a great sweet flavour caressing my taste buds. Absolutely delicious. I could not believe it when I asked the waiter what they were, and could not believe it when he told me that they were parsnip crisps. Now, I have come to love parsnips, especially when they are roasted or fried as crisps. Parsnip crisps are a great healthy alternative to potato crisps, and the kids will love them too. When roasting parsnips, I chop them into chips and drizzle them with oil to make oven chips. Healthy and delicious. Oh, I'm getting hungry even just talking about them. Parsnips are easy to grow, but they are in the soil for a long time. The seeds of parsnips must be fresh and not old seeds left over from the previous year. So always buy new packets of seeds each year. The seeds must be sown in about February or March, and the soil for root crops such as parsnips need to be well dug and free from any stones. So good soil preparation is very important. So maybe you can get a bit of the ground ready over to Christmas if the weather is not too bad. Sow the seeds in drills. Sow two seeds every 10 centimetres, that's about 4 inches, at about 15 millimetres deep. If you're going to grow more than one row, space the rows about 30 centimetres, that's 12 inches apart. The seeds take about 3 to 4 weeks to germinate, and shortly afterwards, pinch away the weaker of each of the pairs of seedlings, leaving one for every position. The variety we grow at home is one called Tender and True, and as with most parsnips, the flavour improves when they're left in the soil in the winter. The frost and cold really improves the flavour. They are really hardy plants, and this means they do not need to be lifted and stored. Even last winter, they were unharmed by the cold, and we were enjoying parsnips from the garden until the end of February. The leaves will die down in the winter, so mark the row clearly, so you can easily find them when you dig them up for dinner. Growing some vegetables in your garden is a hugely rewarding activity, and it does not have to be a huge amount of work. A little planning early on, and you can enjoy your own homegrown produce. Winter is actually a good time to start getting the ground ready. The soil that has been dug in winter can be really great by spring, after the frost has worked on it, making it nice and crumbly, and the cold also helps to kill the pests too. Choose a place in the garden that gets sunshine during the day. Vegetables will be happier and produce a greater yield if they are in a sunny position. Ideally, the veg beds should be sheltered from strong winds. Winds cool the air and it can dry out the soil and the foliage of the plants, and even break the plants or uproot new seedlings from the soil. Shelter in the form of a low hedge or windbreak is ideal. A low fence made from plastic mesh is cheap and easy to install. Garden centres sell windbreak netting, and it is a must in the west of Ireland, especially in exposed gardens. A raised bed made from timber planks is a good way of setting up your vegetable garden. Raised beds have improved drainage, which is a real help here in the west, where we do get a lot of rain. If you were starting a new veg garden, the best advice I can give anyone is not to start it too big. Begin with a small area and then make more beds next year as you need to. Small initial success will fire in your enthusiasm for gardening rather than biting off more than you can chew.
All right then, so that's it, the garden. Yes, you've been busy, so you have, haven't you?
I have indeed.
Okay, now, you've been so busy that we have a fantastic prize.
Absolutely. I do gardening courses, as you know, and in Cattle House in Connemara, throughout the year, I do a number of garden weekends. And Cattle House is a really luxurious country house hotel, and they have very kindly given us a free course for two people.
It's worth a lot of money.
It is. Each course, to book a course, is €299. But what the people get for that is two nights accommodation, two breakfasts, two lunches, five course dinner, and afternoon teas on both days. So it's a good value package. But they're giving us two places on the course, a package basically for a couple.
So we're talking about €600 here.
€600, yeah. So it would be a nice. Give it a nice bit of a present for a gardener coming around Christmas if they win that.
Two nights bed and breakfast, two lunches, two dinners, and afternoon tea on both days. That's amazing.
For and, two people. And the course.
And the course, which yes. is the more important thing. So obviously this would be someone that's really into gardening. Now this would be for spring, is it?
This would be for spring. It would be over the weekend, the last weekend in March, basically 31st of March and 1st of April. And you would arrive on the evening of the 30th of March, which is a Saturday. So you'd arrive on a Saturday evening, and then the course would take place over the Sunday and Monday. So you will have to make a long weekend of it. It's a lovely course. It's a beautiful place just even to spend the weekend. And if your partner is not maybe a gardener, I mean, they can come with you yeah. and enjoy just the scenery, or yeah. if they're into a bit of fishing around the area, absolutely great spot.
I mean, two nights bed and two nights breakfast, and then you've getting your two lunches and you're getting two dinners.
Absolutely.
And afternoon tea on both days. You're going to be really pampered. And as you said, the course along with that, worth €600. It's some price. We'll have to run this for the week.
I think so.
You've got a question, haven't you?
I have a question. It's not a very hard question. It's what I think was going to be quite simple, so lots of people can enter it. And the question is this. Which of these plants is traditionally associated with Christmas time? A, holly, or B, pumpkin?
Okay. That's a very difficult question. Okay, which of these plants is traditionally associated with Christmas time? A, holly, as Ciarán said there, and B, pumpkin. Now, then, we're asking you to text your answer to 087 93 543 087 93 50043, and we've got to be very balanced here at the radio station. For those who don't like texting, you can call us directly on 902 5555. Now I think maybe it might be a good advice to maybe include the word if you're texting, right, garden followed by your answer.
That would be yeah. to text garden and then A or B.
A or B, yeah. So it's, you text garden and then follow, A remembers holly and B is pumpkin. So A or B then after the word garden. And you've got until next Friday, haven't you?
And until next Friday, we're going to give out the answer at 12 o'clock, I think we were.
Yeah, we're doing an outside broadcast next Friday, aren't we? I think we are. We're down at, where are we next Friday? Is that Christmas Eve?
It's not Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve.
The day before,
Eve.
Okay. We're probably here at the studio. Anyways, we're here next Friday, and at 12 o'clock, Ciarán will be joining us as always on a Friday with all the gardening information, and we'll have a winner then. So you've got a week on this one, and we'll also be running a promo here at the station to remind you, and we'll stick it up on the Facebook pages as well, because it's €600. It's a fantastic prize, isn't it, Ciarán?
It's a lovely prize, and it'll be make some gardeners' Christmas, really, yeah. when somebody wins that.
Busy time for yourself?
Well, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off around the yeah. Christmas time, so it'll be a bit easier time yeah. For me then. But it won't be long until the New Year's back in and the spring, and that's when gardeners really get busy. Yeah.
The Johnny Houston Radio Show, only on CRCFM.
Always number one.
On 102.9 FM to Mayo. And online at crcfm.ie. Serving Castlebar 24 hours a day. This is CRCFM.